And we are here, and we're going to get extreme with it, and we are Flipper Flicks. And yeah. I'm Adam.
Yeah, I'm Sam.
I am Tim.
Why are you Tim?
Why am I Tim?
Wait, so are we watching Extreme Home Makeover or something?
Yeah. So we're going to buzz. We're bringing in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And we are taking down this house. We're rebuilding it from scratch. Yeah.
That sounds hard. I don't know if I'm qualified for that.
I'm a little confused.
I could do it with cardboard. Your house might go down in rain.
Well, who needs it when it's raining? It's just a free shower.
Yeah, I know.
True.
You just might need a new home afterwards.
It's just a really big shower.
No, but this week we are still going through our potential flicks. These films that we all put on a list years and years ago.
Yeah. How old is this one?
This one was from 2020. We put it on pretty quickly. And then again in 2021 when I was like, oh shit, I need to put this movie on. So I put it on twice. So I was like, I kind of have to pick this film.
Indeed.
Yeah. It's called Extreme Job. It's a South Korean film. And backstory on it, Sam and I, we were MoviePass people. I know. Shocking. And one night we were like, that movie looks good. We'll go see that next week. And then it wasn't there.
And we next were so week. Sad. Yeah.
And it was a very sad time.
Yes. I know. But we watched Extreme Job. It is a police undercover operation takes a delicious, unexpected turn.
Nah.
That is the synopsis for this film.
It is so great, honestly. It's so great. Because you look at that and you're like,
the fuck does that mean?
It's like, it kind of sets the tone for the film.
I know. I loved how the movie just like kind of starts out and it's just like, oh, these people are incompetent. Really incompetent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was funny when like that lady gets out of the car. Well, okay. So this guy tries to take the car from this lady, right? And
he, like, Grand Theft Auto style.
Yeah. He throws her on the ground and then she gets back up and throws him out of the car.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh, that's what type of move this is. Okay.
Yeah. And then saved by the bus.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
But I will say Ma, when he was on the fucking moped, just like turns, looks at her, and just smiles. It's smiles. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Mala is probably my favorite character from this film.
Yeah, I think so.
It's hard to top him because he has multiple scenes like that where like he's just really funny.
Yeah, he is. He is definitely it's comedy, but
yeah. They were all pretty comedic.
The comedy's comedic relief.
Yeah.
It's relief for your relief.
Like the girls playing the straight man.
Kind of, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Her and like kind of like the...
kind of the captain too.
That's
the captain,
what I was going to say, yeah.
They both kind of play the straight character. And then you got the newbie. He's like, I will die for you, captain. Dude,
he's so ridiculous.
He was like, oh my God. So insane.
We were cracking up at him the whole fucking time.
He was like, I'll just get married next year. Yeah, in the next exactly. life. Not next year, in the next life.
In the next life, yeah.
I'm like, what is this movie? And like, I just remember, Sam, we watched a trailer for it before. That's why we're like, oh, that does look good. We should go see it. Disappears. Yeah. And then there was a good year or so where we were like, what is the name of that movie?
Yeah.
And then we just happened upon it one day and we're like, that's it.
Yeah. And I think it's hilarious when they like first go into the chicken joint and like nobody's in there.
Yeah.
And they're like eating and the guy's like, you're the first people I've had all week. And then they finally see like the bad guys and they all crouch down behind like the frosted glass. And I'm like, they would see you. Like I can see all of your shadows right there. Like it's just so ridiculous. It like kind of reminds me of like Scooby-Doo or something. You know what I mean? Like they're clearly not able to hide.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
They're Tony Chopper.
Yeah. And then the then they just are like, fuck it, we'll just buy it. Like
yeah, the guy no was gonna deal. Get put in a desk job. He's like, no, I'll buy a chicken joint instead.
Yeah, chicken joint.
Mm-hmm. Which then when they're trying to figure out how to do the chicken, I loved the scene when they were like testing the chicken and they were talking about like who's gonna fry it.
Did you even cook that?
No, what? Yeah.
And then they're like arguing about who's most qualified. Was that the rookies? I don't remember.
No, the rookie burnt the shit out of his.
Yeah,
that's right. Really,
it was the girls. It was the girls.
Yeah. And they were just
it
like.
It was the girl?
It was either the girls or the.
Like crazy
the
eyes?
Other dudes. Yeah.
The dude that was a surveillance guy.
Like serious.
Surveillance. Yeah.
Yeah. He was great.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just found it funny because it would be like, well, Suwon's the capital of fried chicken or whatever. And he's like, actually, it's ribs. And
then, I know.
The other guy's like, I come from a patriarchal family. I've never set foot in the kitchen.
I know. Like, he's like so honest about why he's never cooked before. Cause like his mom always cooked for him.
Yeah. It's just like all,
but he
excuses.
Was there to try it. Like he was ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at one point they were talking about how they went for the gender role of trying to make the girl cook. And they're like, do you remember her stew? Oh, it tasted like poop.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got her lessons from Eowyn.
Yeah, seriously.
No, but I did look up. Suwon isn't where fried chicken comes from.
Okay.
That being said, there are more fried chicken restaurants in the country of South Korea than there are McDonald's in the world.
That's wild. That's a lot of fried chicken.
And I thought we were obsessed.
I want that now. They got something going on. I need to try, I guess. But
we had a...
Not the chicken from this movie, because apparently it's, you know, you got some extra with it.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Also, the marinade was rib marinade. And they're
right. I love that. Yeah.
Marinated chicken. I'm like, why didn't you just call it Suwon chicken? Like, just get rid of the in between part. Like, it's just so ridiculous.
Well, some people aren't good on their feet, Sam.
I know. That would be me. I would be like.
But I also like that the rib is in there because it's like.
Yeah.
That
does not compute. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but I like it because it like worked. You know, it's like, but why wouldn't this just be called this not with the rib thing? Because even if it's on the rib one, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, but, so I see both sides of it for sure.
There was a little joke in there that I appreciated a lot that they don't explain at all. The newbie is just at one point wearing goggles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not, it makes sense because he's been complaining about how many onions he
had to chop. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like something you have to like catch. So like, Adam was cracking up and I was like, what? And he had to like explain it to me.
Like, it's like such a small joke in there, right?
I love those though. They just drop them in there and you know that's what it's for. I love those kind of jokes.
So we were watching this on Peacock and we got about like a quarter to a third of the way through and I was like, the weirdest part was the subs were coming up either slow or they were coming up delayed. And I was like, I feel like I'm missing. Did that happen to you?
You're missing something.
You said
no,
slow
it didn't happen to me,
delayed.
But I know what you're going through.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just buying this movie.
Yeah.
I was like, I was enjoying it up at that point. So I was like, I'm just going to buy it. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause at first it was kind of hard. Cause when they had a lot to say, it was like rush by and you're like, well shit, I don't know what they just said.
This is a very dialogue heavy movie.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So when you said that, I didn't even bother looking. I just went straight to Amazon and rented
it. I figured.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, that's the only other place that's readily available. Fucking.
Yeah.
There was one part in the movie, right, when they finally like open the chicken joint and the like group calls them for their delivery or whatever, and then that whole scene when they're like making the delivery and it's so ridiculously dramatic, like it's just right across the street and they're sprinting off and like acting like it's so far away,
like
and
with
it's
all
hardcore.
Their like night gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're walking like five steps, people. Like,
but that's part of it, though. It's fucking great.
Yeah. It's the little stuff like that. Yeah. That you're like, what the fuck am I watching?
The one cliche that I really appreciated that they didn't like do was that the other captain that was promoted, he didn't end up being a villain.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's very common.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like it's very common that he would have been the bad guy because he was like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was actually just trying to help him. Like,
right.
I'm just so not used to that.
Yeah. It's definitely different.
Agreed. Yeah.
Those American movies they're just built different.
Yeah.
Just like apparently American relationships. Because when they were buying the fucking thing and they go up and he's like, and they're like, these two are husband and wife. The captain comes in and this is my wife. I thought those two were married. Oh, sorry, ex-wife. Ah, very American.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. And I know too, like once they started like putting the drugs and franchising it, right? There's one line where I think Ma goes to like, he's being like the secret shopper to investigate.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this chicken's dope. And he's like, are you saying our chicken's dope? Like,
do you think we have dope in our chicken?
Yeah. Like just that little play on words was really funny. Right, cause yeah, you can tell he's good. Just like, what the fuck?
He's like, wait, what the fuck? Yeah.
There was one, I have one line. I don't remember who it was somebody on the squad. They were like, we'll meet. Yeah. We got to meet with the victims, customers.
it was the captain. Cause he was like, we got to meet with the victims of the customers. Yeah.
Like it's so different.
The only other quote I had that I thought was hilarious. I think Ma says it. And he's like, you said I'm uglier than you. Do you know how hurtful that is? I know. Like, it's so earnest. It's really great.
Right before the whole fight, he's like, I will fight one man. After you just watched him beat the shit out of like an entire group of people.
Right.
I will fight one man. And then you find out why. And it's like, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that whole scene when she has the husband tracker on him and they're trying to find him and then he like climbs on the truck and goes past them.
I know.
Oh, I loved it. I was like, oh my God. And then when they show up and he's on the phone and she's driving by.
Yeah. Or he's so like running in the shipyard like the way that he runs.
The way he ran. Yeah.
He runs like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
It's yeah. So, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
He like at one point turns on the ambulance instead of the police siren.
And they were like, you did call the police. No, that's the ambulance you were on. And then he switches it.
And then he then they all start fighting and he's just like, mission accomplished.
Yeah. He's fucking funny.
Dude, the whole fight scene though, like, did you think I would have guessed you would have thought it went on too long, Sam?
Yes, I did. But
anyways, I didn't, but
I liked the part when they were introducing all the characters because that's the first time you actually hear about their backgrounds and all of that. And it's like the end of the movie, basically. Right. But that was funny. And then I found it ridiculous that then they started fighting on the boat. It reminded me of Face Off in the boat chase. I'm like, of course. Now we're on a boat.
Yeah.
Like,
very American.
Very American.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
It might be part of the joke. I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, it was pretty close, though. But there's a bunch I loved from like, just all that build up, like the rookie, because he took the drugs. And so he was just like hulking out essentially.
Yeah.
And they were like, shit beat out of him at first.
He played baseball or something like that. And he's dude. Just like, I fucking love that scene.
And then at one point he just fucking nails the chick in the head with a ball, like a rock.
Yeah. He throws a rock at her. And he when the captain's chasing.
Yeah. And I was just like, what a just fucking shot.
Dude, he's a legend.
And then the dude gets called zombie earlier in the film, and they finally explain it. I kind of love
explain it.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. I loved that name for him.
He's been stabbed 12 times.
Doesn't die.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
And you got Muay Thai champions, judo, national judo champions.
Judo, yeah.
Like, and then, so XUDT, do you know what that is? It's their Navy SEALs. And when I say it's their Navy SEALs, it's because they do training with our Navy SEALs.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So, like, they are their top, like, fucking.
Yeah.
They're hardcore.
They're hardcore. So, like, you're like, oh, shit. I didn't get that joke, but now I do. Because you knew that meant something, right? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
And then when they roll up. Like the other squad rolls up and everybody's all tied up and they're just like chilling on the couch.
Oh yeah.
Pretty
what,
great.
What about when Ma and the Ma's the only one that I wrote down.
Yeah,
his
I wasn't
name.
Paying attention to everybody else.
Also, it's
name.
Just two letters.
Yeah, it's easy.
But they just start making out.
Oh yeah, and he's like, "Stop!"
Do you have a gun? Why? Because I'm going to shoot them. It's not loaded. Give me your gun. Somebody just yells stop. Don't, like.
Yeah, the captain wants him to stop. It's great.
It's just like, it's just the buildup of the scene of like them kissing and then everybody just being disgusted by it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just written so well. Would you have believed me if before you saw this film, you were like, I've never heard of this thing, right?
Right.
This film is the number one box office in from South Korea. It's it's made more money easily than any film in South Korea.
I can see why.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Basically, I was trying to do some research on it and people were like, most of it was like people like in America that were pissed that their theater didn't get this film.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
And we fucking didn't go.
Well, we had something else to see at that
I don't
time.
Remember what it was. That's the funniest part.
I didn't know this movie existed. So
I'm sure a lot of people don't.
Yeah, they need to see it.
Yeah. I can see why it's one of the better. I'm sure there'll be a second one or something. It literally feels like our old school buddy cop movies.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. You know, the Will Smith. And, oh, what the fuck's his name? And Bad Boys. You know, it's kind of like Lawrence? That vibe. Is it Martin Lawrence?
Fuck if I know. I've never seen Bad Boys.
What? Okay, Adam, you watched this, but you just seen Bad Boys?
I've not seen Bad Boys 2 either.
Yeah.
Or Bad Boys for Life.
You're going to ruffle some feathers there. Or some, I know people that are like so diehard. They're like...
Really?
they get real bad that you haven't seen it.
Yeah, Bad Boys is like a... It's a very popular film.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. But that's what it reminds me of, right?
Yeah, it's Martin Lawrence.
Lethal Weapon, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, yeah, Martin Lawrence. All right.
Kind of like maybe Die Hard. There's no buddy in it.
Yeah.
But it's like...
I mean, but that's what it is. It's a buddy cop movie.
Yeah.
The buddy is the guy in the first one. It's the dude in the cruiser that's talking to him the whole time. That's his buddy cop. Right?
Yeah. But this one, I feel like it was a modern take on it, too.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it was quite lit because it uses a whole gang of people, somebody that everybody can kind of like probably relate to kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw in the chicken joint.
The fried chicken joint.
The chicken was so great.
Dude, Korean fried chicken is so good. Mm-hmm. We had it when we were in, this sounds ridiculous. We had it in Vietnam.
And it was really good.
It was so good.
It's very crunchy. Crunchy.
Yeah, because so they all to be Korean fried chicken, you have to double fry it.
Oh, that makes sense. Why it was so crunchy then.
So you fry it and then you fry it again. So with that being said, apparently there's less less oil on it afterwards.
Interesting.
Which makes less sense to me because it doesn't make sense to me because like you're frying it twice in oil. Right. But there's
so
less
oil.
It's just I think it just falls off more. Mm. It doesn't like get absorbed into it as much. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a food scientist.
What the hell? I thought
it works in some way. You do. I guess.
But the last scene that I really want to talk about is Ma at the card table.
Okay.
When they're all talking in Mandarin and making fun of him in his ugly face.
Yeah.
And he just starts talking back in Mandarin. It, like just nonchalantly, and they're like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
You speak Mandarin? My parents are from China.
And then the whole table flip. And shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I never understood. Like, I didn't get how he got caught there because he beat the shit out of him later.
It was intentional.
That's what I was wondering.
You know what I mean? That's how I felt about it because he was like, I know if I get beaten up and they'll probably take me to a location where they want to take them.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Well, when he gets captured, you're like, oh shit, this guy, that sucks for him. And then you find out that like the girl was like, I'm not afraid for him. He's probably going to kill some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other, like the guy that got them to sign up with the drug dealers, he was at one point, he's like, just because we were both tied up together doesn't mean we're friends.
Yeah, I love that.
Just a crazy, crazy ride of a film.
Yeah, definitely.
Really was.
Tim, you got anything else?
I don't think so.
We exhausted the list.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll go first. I would flip it on.
Okay.
I know that's shocking after talking about it for the last like 20 minutes or so. This movie, it was a good comedy. Like, I feel like I don't see as many comedies anymore. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, there's a little action, but the action's kind of just at the end. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're anti-action film, Sam, mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. You don't mind action, but just not too much of it. Mm-hmm. So, it's just overall great. And I feel like if you both like it, I'm going to be the chief at the end, that where he was like, I put the team together.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was funny, and it's weird because like it's very like relatable, but like I'm not a cop, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's odd, like the way that their relationships are and just like the jokes that they make. It's just very like normal. I feel like anybody could relate to it, or at least like Tim was saying, find somebody to relate to.
And I feel like that's because they are trying to be cooks.
Yeah.
And trying to do like the restaurant. Normal, it's not like,
right?
It's the cop stuff is like on the side almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It really is. Yeah. It's like you start rooting for more that they're like doing the chicken thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no.
They're kicking ass.
Yeah. <It's> like, why stop the chicken joint? But,
right.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I thought it was funny. And while I did think the fight scene kind of took my attention away a little bit, but like I enjoyed hearing their background, I would still flip it on. I would. In an ideal world, I would cut it down, but, you know, that's just how I am. But I liked it. I would definitely recommend it. Tim?
I saw the length of it. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, right?
Hour, almost 2 hours.
Right? Hour 51.
I was surprised it's that long. I'm like, Sam's going to have trouble with this one.
Yeah.
That was my first initial thought. I was like, oh, Sam's got this one. But, I mean, I didn't really notice the length too much. I was just... I paused it a couple points because I got distracted, but and then I would notice, I was like, man, this really is a long movie.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if I hadn't paused it, I would never notice.
Have known.
It
yeah.
Would just, it would have flown by. No, this film was great. I almost have like no complaints about it. Cause like even like the whole fight scene, like no matter how fake anything in it might have looked or whatever, like, you know, you can't nitpick it because it's just part of the theme of it. So it's like, it's even that's fantastic because like I don't give a shit, right? You're, like,
yeah.
You're not looking at like a John Wick movie.
Exactly.
So they did like the whole comedy with the action mix really well, which is difficult, I feel like, sometimes. But when it comes out, it makes bangers. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
flip on. Yeah, by the way.
Who doesn't like fried chicken?
Dude, right?
I hate chicken, but I love fried chicken.
But this film, mm-hmm. critics gave it an 82%.
I saw that when it was flying by. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Audience gave it an 82%.
Yeah.
IMDb with a 7 out of 10.
There you go.
So it's just well-liked.
People love fried chicken. Very well-liked.
People love fried chicken. And comedy.
Yeah, and friend movies, buddy movies.
And now knowing that like they have all those fried chicken joints and stuff, it makes sense that the front was a fried chicken joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because that would blend right in.
Yeah.
And that just added to it, like when we were talking about it, you know? So,
yeah.
This thing is just great.
It's not something you would expect to find, though. It's just like the film.
No. Right.
Because I think everything else that we've watched from South Korea has been what? It's Bong mm-hmm. or The Wailing. Oh,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
More or, serious for sure.
And like Romaine. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Romaine.
Yeah.
So like we've only watched serious Korean films.
Okja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another Bong. But I mean, they got our best friend Jake. He was pretty fucking hilarious. And
I was gonna say Bong's like ride the tide though. Like there's funny parts to it, but it's like Tim was saying, like it's comedic relief. Like it's not an actual comedy.
Yeah.
It's comedic relief that isn't just in your face. It's just the characters are funny.
Yeah.
You know the character's role as soon as you see them right off the bat. They're not just somebody that hangs around and is like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Randomly supposed to be funny. But yeah.
But going to next week, Sam is going to pick her potential flick.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And we'll wrap up this season and we're going into the springtime with Sigourney. After a 2-week break. Dun, dun, dun. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Flipper Flicks on whatever podcasting platform you're on. But hey, if you want to continue this fun, we're over on Instagram and Threads. Hit us up there. We are at Flipper Flicks. You can also go to our website and give us some recommendations. We're always looking for more, you know. Please send us those. I'm just pandering to you at this point. That is flipperflicks.com. And feel free to like, subscribe, review us. That always helps us out. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, the works, wherever you're like able to review. That'd be great. And it also, if you subscribe, you get notified when our episodes drop on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Yes, that is every Thursday at 1 p.m., so please catch us there. And thanks again for listening.